Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends of the program, here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet you should bet. No, you better bet now. Better, you better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What day is today, Tuesday? The Terrific Football Tuesday edition. I was like, is it a Tremendous Football Thursday or is it a Terrific Football Tuesday? Listen, it's almost Thanksgiving. I tell my wife, right, because we've been together since we started dating in early 19. We've been together almost 7 years. Married kid. Funny how life works. So she's been with me since the start of You Better You Bet. And like this schedule, I've been doing sports media since I was literally 18. But like the schedule and the cadence of each job that you have is a little different, right? So this job is the most intense I've ever had during football season out of all the jobs I've ever had. And they're all intense during football season. And I think I've gotten really good, just on a personal level, of managing like my energy during football season, making sure that I'm good through the entire thing. And look, the goal is for you, the listener and viewer, to never have an idea if I'm feeling like not so great. And sometimes I say it on the air because I take real life and I turn it into content because I think it's funny. Like sometimes, you know, like sometimes I'm not feeling that great. Sometimes I don't really feel that great when I come on to do this show. And I have to be honest, I think this has been my best season in terms of managing all of that. I think I've done a really nice job. But now that we're at Thanksgiving, I can use a couple days off. So I don't do things like mixing up Tremendous with Terrific like I just did to start the hour. It is a Terrific Football Tuesday here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, the crew, and you. First hour, Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers beat the Panthers. Why I think the Niners are going to the playoffs, why I don't think they can get to the Super Bowl, but why they may be an interesting money line pick on Wild Card Weekend. A lot going on with the 8-4 San Francisco 49ers. And why I'm super down on the 6-6 Carolina Panthers, both for the rest of this season and for as long as Bryce Young's the quarterback. Gives me no pleasure to say that, but that is my honest opinion on the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young. And we touched on the NBA. Crazy top of the standings in the Eastern Conference with Detroit, Toronto, and Miami. I still think it's the Knicks, and I still think it's the Cleveland Cavaliers that will be there at the very end in the Eastern Conference Finals. We will get to Week 13 in the National Football League. I'll roll through every single game on the docket. That's coming up later this hour. And later this segment, college football. Got a bunch of games I want to hit from Rivalry Weekend. My takes, my opinions, and some bets strewn in as well. But for right now, little college hoops. I said at the start of the show that there is a national championship contender one of the teams at the very top of the odds board that I'm concerned about. Not concerned like they're going to have a bad season or like miss the tournament or get bounced in the first round. No, that's not what I'm saying here. And that's not the point of this program I'm going to discuss. But this program kind of prides itself on, in like we're going to be there in March and we're going to be there in the end. So kind of like what happens now, not that it doesn't matter, it does matter. But I think they put a little less emphasis on what happens early in the season because of the run of recent success that this program has had. The program I'm referencing is the Houston Cougars. Houston's awesome. Definitely one of the best teams. Sharp and Uzon are back. Three incredible freshmen to go along with them. Kelvin Sampson is obviously a great coach, even if his team couldn't get a shot off at the end of the national championship game. Remember that? Do you remember, everybody, if you tailed us on the show, how profitable the NCAA tournament was up until Final Four Saturday and National Championship Monday? Oh, yeah. It sucked. It was great up until then, though. Houston's great. I think Houston's going to win the Big 12. Houston's probably going to be Houston could be the number one overall seed when it's all said and done in the NCAA tournament. But Houston's had a couple games thus far this season that are a little concerning, and they've won them. So last Sunday, I bet Houston, the bet lost. Houston was a 6.5-point favorite against Auburn in like a neutral site game in Birmingham. But it's like not really a neutral site game, like more Auburn fans there. And Houston won the game at the very end, and Auburn in that game couldn't make a free throw to save its life. Could not make a free throw in the game, 21 of 33 from the line. And Houston barely survived. Yesterday, Houston was taken to overtime by Syracuse. Syracuse kind of feels like it's a program kind of back on the way up in college hoops, right? I know Bill Zimmerman will be happy about that, Syracuse alum. True story. Bill was was the blindside protector for Donovan McNabb at Syracuse for about two practices. I actually think that's accurate. Bill, is that right? I think that's actually true. Last night, Syracuse took Houston to overtime. Houston won 78-74. Syracuse went 12 of 29 from the free throw line in the game. 12 of 29. So think about it, right? If Auburn makes its free throws and Syracuse makes its free throws, Houston's got two losses right now. Like, that's not opinion. Like, that's fact. I'm not saying Houston's going to be bad. Again, I'm telling you, like, they're going to win the Big 12. Like, they're going to be fine. But I think that this is a little interesting to note early in the season when Houston is generally a death machine, like a war machine during like a non-conference and conference play. I've got my eye on it a little bit. Now, this is going to sound a little incongruent, what I'm about to say next. So less than an hour from now, Houston plays Tennessee as Feast Week rolls on. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite in the game. I think Houston's going to railroad them. And you might hear me say that and go, well, you were just saying that you're worried about Houston and now you like them against Tennessee. I like the price. And I'm telling you, I still think Houston's awesome. But is this a trend for Houston where maybe they're not as good as we thought? Or maybe they're kind of still percolating, still marinating, still simmering. It's just something I have my eye on right now. I do like them in this matchup against Tennessee. I did lay it with Houston against the Vols. That game starts at 6 o'clock Eastern. Last note on college hoops. Gonzaga, 95, Bama, 85 last night. We laid Gonzaga. That was awesome. The Zags are, however good you think they are, they're probably better. And that is a team that everyone needs to have their eyes on right now. They're ranked 12th. This team should be ranked in the top five easily. Easily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I do feel a little better about Auburn, and I bet Oregon last night, that was a loser for me. Auburn beats Oregon 84-73. Stephen Pearl, you know, Bruce's son, he just might be a decent coach. I think he might be pretty good, and I was down on him coming into the year. It doesn't look like Auburn's lost much. It's early, with Bruce going to his son, Stephen. I actually have one more basketball-related note. I'll be like 20 seconds or less on this. Just betting game by game in the NBA. The Sacramento Kings are terrible. They're 5-13. After Doug Christie ripped them recently for lack of effort, they've won two straight games, and they've beaten the Nuggets and the Timberwolves in back-to-back. They've won two straight, and they beat Denver and Minnesota. Just like the next time you see Sacramento and they're like a huge dog in a game, maybe I'm going to like them as a huge dog for a little bit here if this is the way they're going to play. I think that was less than 20 seconds. And now we can get back to football here on this Tuesday on You Better You Bet. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Thank you, Captain Obvious. And because we're off Thursday and Friday, or I'm off at least, there's a show on Friday. God bless. Tomorrow will operate as a Friday show. Tomorrow's a phenomenal football Friday on a wonderful football Wednesday. So I'm going to try and preview all the big college football games rivalry week today and tomorrow, and then in the power hour tomorrow on Wednesday, it'll be all the bets coming up for the football weekend, college and the NFL. And I'm back on Sunday morning and I'll finalize the NFL card then, but I'll run through every single game. So this will be a nice appetizer for the power hour coming up tomorrow on a Wednesday. First game I want to hit, Georgia and Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs, 13.5 point road favorites, 59.5 the total. It was a great game last year. Way better than it had any right to be. And Tech kept it obviously extraordinarily close with how it ended up. And Tech could have easily won that game. And Tech last week, playoff hopes dashed by Pitt, who dominated offensively, scored a million points on them. And Georgia Tech kind of yacked that game away against the Pitt Panthers. So when I think about this game, right, and I look at it, yesterday is the first time I look at it, and I see the big number, and I think, okay, I don't necessarily, like, love Georgia's defense. Haynes King definitely has that dog in him, D-A-W-G. Can Tech possibly keep this close? And I think the answer is no. And the reason why, and it's going to be fascinating, you know, we'll see who plays for the SEC championship, but, you know, I think Georgia's going to win this game. Georgia's going to the playoff. And Georgia's hypothetical ceiling from where it was early in the year, and I think we can all admit this, right? No matter where you came down on Georgia before the year, I think we can all acknowledge that the ceiling's higher now than it was even like a month ago. Gunnar Stockton is tremendous. Like, their quarterback's unbelievable. And he's playing at a really high level right now. And if Pitt can rip up that Georgia Tech defense the way it did, why can't Gunnar Stockton in Georgia? I think Georgia rolls in this game. Any number below 14, I like with Georgia. Now, my college bets have been brutal, and the unit side, like, I'm not betting a lot on these games. I'm betting smaller because I'm getting railroaded. So I'll bet Georgia in the game. 13.5, minus 15 is the number right now, so I'll drink the juice. And I think that it will be fascinating to talk about Georgia when we get to the college football playoff. As a team that could they beat Ohio State? What's the ultimate upside for Georgia if Stockton's going to play like this? And we'll see about the defense. I do like Georgia quite a bit against Georgia Tech in rivalry week. Now I'm doing Tweety Bird. I've done, you know, when I wear my Invisalign, I have a lisp, like suffer and succotash. And now I'm talking like Tweety Bird. Listen, we're all just trying to make it through the day. Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I actually don't think we can talk about this game enough. And I did a little bit on it yesterday. I'll do a little bit on it today. This is the Lane Kiffin Bowl, right? Because we don't know where Lane Kiffin's coaching next year. And apparently, either at some point on Black Friday after this game or on Saturday, it's going to be announced if Lane is A, staying at Ole Miss, B, going to LSU, C, going to Florida, or D, going somewhere else. Who knows? Lane's kind of crazy. And I don't even mean that in a negative way. He's just a little nuts, right? No one knows what he's going to do. Does he even know what he's going to do? Maybe not. And to be fair to him, it's all really good options. And I don't know about you, but I generally have this in my life where if I have like a couple really good options, I have to like, I ask everyone. Like Bill's kind of like a therapist. But I might ask Bill. Bill, what do you think? And he's probably like, man, I don't, leave me alone. Ask my wife. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. It's what it is, right? I think Lane's one of those guys. He's got three good decisions in front of him, and he's not sure which one to make. They're all good. This has to wear on his football team. It just has to. And you kind of have the added handicap in this game and the added motivation from Mississippi State where if the Bulldogs win this game, they're bowl eligible. It's a lot on the line here, aside from just being like a rivalry game. Now, I think Ole Miss is in the playoff, win or lose. I think Ole Miss is making it. But what happens if they win and Lane leaves? And you have an interim coach in the playoff. Like, that's, it's going to be insane if that happens. Unprecedented. Ask yourself this question. Do you think that's likely? Is it over 50% that Ole Miss is in the playoff with an interim coach? Is that more or less than 50%? I think it's more. I have no inside info. I'm not saying it's like 80%. I think it's like, it has to be 51, right? Am I wrong? You can tell me if you think I'm wrong, right? In the YouTube chat, Twitch chat, tweet me, whatever. Instagram, DM me, whatever. Am I wrong? You're thinking that it could be this way for real? Good song. Nico and Vince. I'm taking the 7.5 with Mississippi State. This has to wear on the players. And Ole Miss is way better than Mississippi State. But I do enjoy a good old narrative spot here. I'll take the 7.5 with Mississippi State. Just quick on Oklahoma and LSU to end the segment. OU's a 10-point favorite. 36.5 is the total. 36.5 is the total. Garrett Nussmeier is not going to play in the game, it looks like. On three reporting that Nussmeier is doubtful. So it'll be Michael Van Buren going again for LSU. This Oklahoma offense is not worth a damn right now. John Mateer is clearly not healthy. The special teams rules and the defense rules. How many points is LSU scoring in this game? How many points is Oklahoma scoring in the game? Give me under 36.5 in OU-LSU, and I think OU wins and punches its ticket to the college football playoff. More college football breakdown right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.